I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The parade of Putin opponents leaving Russia keeps getting longer. Among the latest to join the exodus is one of Russia's leading environmental activists. Her name is Evgenia Chirikova. She's best known for fighting against a highway through a protected forest. But recently she moved with her family into a sort of self-imposed exile across the border from Russia in Estonia. Our man in Moscow, Charles Maines, recently spoke with Chirikova. And Charles, who is she in the first place?
Well, Evgenia Chirikova is, you know, she's someone, as you mentioned, who came to notoriety from her work defending a forest in a town called Khimki outside of Moscow. She was a young mother of two, basically had what she called a normal life, but really, you know, kind of looking forward to going for walks in this forest preserve with her children. And one day as she's doing so, she sees these sort of trees marked with red X's indicating that they're to be torn out and that there is scheduled to be a big highway project connecting Moscow to St. Petersburg. And this kind of set her off on this path. She calls it her sort of unexpected adventure. But, you know, the public really came to know her about her and the Khimki forest debate after there was a brutal attack on a local journalist there, Mikhail Beketov. This was back in 2008. She kind of emerged as sort of the face of this, first this forest debate, but also a part of the kind of growing unrest in civil society here in Russia.
Right. So she's a serious player when it comes to environmental activism. So she goes from mother to activist. Now this move to Estonia, is it connected to the debate over what would happen with this road through this forest?
I spoke with her by Skype, and, you know, she will sort of pleasantly kind of laugh this off, saying too much has been made of this. In fact, she's saying that if a British environmentalist had moved to America, you know, probably it wouldn't be such a big deal. But there is a serious side to all this, and that she's a mother, and she basically says this decision was motivated out of fear of the safety of her children. She's faced a lot of pressure over the years from her activities. So she's been arrested numerous times. She's been called an American spy in the Russian media. And certainly the authorities have actually tried to take her children away from her in the past. But, you know, she'll point out that this is nothing new. I mean, this is, you know, some of the pressures that she faced are the same ones that anybody who's an activist in Russia today faces. There are also a lot of political prisoners. And, you know, she'll say that you know, they essentially they're martyrs, but she's not at all convinced that that's the right thing to do if you really want to accomplish something. So she's arguing here that basically it's better to leave than go to jail. And that's because, you know, all these people who are serving terms right now from the protest movement, I mean, she's saying, well, what can they accomplish in prison? And she feels like she can accomplish a lot more.
Yeah, so what is her strategy for dealing with environmental issues in Russia from Estonia?
Well, she's launched a new website called Aktivatika that essentially shines a light on sort of eco-movements within Russia. But, you know, she also say that, you know, the environment is the number one issue in Russia. And, you know, and she cites these studies that showed, in fact, that the rate of global warming in the Arctic and Siberia is actually happening two times faster than anywhere else on the planet. And, you know, you can say, okay, what about the Kremlin? But she'll argue, make the case that essentially the Kremlin is essentially funded by fossil fuels. So if you really want political change in Russia, you have to start with environmental change. And on a basic level, she says that most Russians, it's the one issue that most Russians really connect with. And, you know, essentially she says a party, you can shut down a party, but you can't stop this kind of a movement.
Chirikova is pretty positive for someone in self-imposed exile, Charles. You know, we kind of saw that same mindset with the Pussy Riot women. Are you able to explain how these Russian activists stay so positive?
You know, I asked her that very question. In fact, I was it was towards the end of our interview, and I said, well, look, you know, it's great you're doing these projects, but I mean, how do you really expect these to kind of change the situation here in Russia? And she said, frankly, no, that she didn't think that change was going to happen soon. But she sort of compared doing environmental work to doing missionary work, that you just kind of kept at it little by little and change sort of occurred. And in fact, she kind of makes the case that any change is better when it happens slowly, that fast change is damaging to the environment and it's damaging to political environments as well. So, you know, she kind of pulls out the sort of water the tree every day metaphor, and she's doing it from Estonia.
Charles Maines, our man in Moscow, telling us about environmental activist Evgenia Chirikova, who's now in self-imposed exile in Estonia. Thank you very much, Charles. Appreciate it.
Thank you.